بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of my very dear friends and brothers asked me about riba, especially with regard to housing. Let me tell you a story. This is true in Hyderabad, in India where I live. One of my very, very dear friends, and he's also related to me, he's a builder. So one day I needed for something to, I called him, I said, where are you, can I see you? He said, you come here, I'm here. I said, where are you? He told me the address, Sakhar. So that was a building site. I went there and I saw this house. Fantastic house, Italian marble, polished granite. In the basement, there is a full-size swimming pool. Then there are two kitchens. I said, this is for what, mother-in-law and daughter? I said, no. I said, this one kitchen is to show people. So this kitchen has got maybe $100,000 worth of appliances. They've got a fridge which is cost maybe $20,000. And then there is a actual kitchen for daily cooking. So like the elephant, there are teeth to show and teeth to eat. So this very, very fancy house. So I asked him, I said, whose house is it? He told me the name. Now that guy owned a bank. So this whole house was on interest money. Right? Then he told me, he said, the man gave me this contract. He told me, build his house. This is how I want everything. He says, my wife will come from time to time to see and so on. He said, I don't want to see this house until the day you are ready to give me the key. He said, okay. So I said, you mean the man has not seen the house? He said, no, he's not seen the house. He's not seen it, his own house. Wallahi, Allah is my witness. The day came when it was ready, and my friend called the man and he said, tomorrow morning, please come, I'll give you the key. That night, the man died.
Yes.
Next day, he is supposed to enter the house. One night before that, khalas, died. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, before that, the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Please read.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَعِزَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا صَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who consume interest will stand on the day of judgment like those driven to madness by Shaitan's touch. That is because they say trade is no different than interest. Trade is like interest. But Allah has permitted trading and forbidden interest. Whoever refrains after having received the warning from their Rabb may keep their previous gains, and their case is left to Allah. As for those who persist, it is those who will be the residents of the fire. They will be there forever. Allah has made interest fruitless and charity fruitful. Allah will destroy interest. And Allah does not like any ungrateful evildoer. Indeed, those who believe, do good, establish prayer, and pay zakat will receive their reward from their Rabb, and there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve. O believers, fear Allah and give up outstanding interest if you are believers. If you do not, then beware and take the warning of a war with Allah and His Messenger. But if you repent, you may retain your principal, neither inflicting nor suffering any harm. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, if it is difficult for someone to repay a debt, postpone it until a time of ease. And if you waive it, meaning you forgive it as an act of charity, it will be better for you if only you knew. In the final ayat on this, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Be mindful and remember, and be afraid of the day when you will all return, be brought back to Allah. Then every soul will be paid in full for what it has done, and none will be wronged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَةِ. Allah said, Allah will destroy riba. Allah will destroy. And Allah is my witness. I have seen this with my own eyes. I have seen people whose, the money they had, I don't want to insult you, but I can guarantee you that there's not one person in this room who can even imagine that kind of money. And who can imagine spending that kind of money. You can't even think about it. Forget about having it. You cannot even think about it. I'll challenge you. In a private conversation, we will talk. Completely gone. On the street. Totally destroyed. يَبْحَقُ اللَّهُ رِبَى. Allah is wada. Allah will destroy riba. No doubt about this. Then, the kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say riba is like business, like bad. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a statement. Allah does not explain why riba is bad and what happens to because of that and how it creates poverty and how it is bad for society. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيَعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. خلاص. Why is it haram? Because Allah says, because I say it is haram. خلاص. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيَعَ وَحَرَّمَ مَا اللَّهُ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيَعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah said it is haram because I say it is haram. Even if every economic calculation, even if every economist in the world gets together and proves to you
that riba is the best thing since sliced bread, it is still haram. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla said so. We need to decide if we are Muslim or we are not Muslim. Khalas. Seriously, am I a Muslim? What is a Muslim? The Muslim is the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I say, I am sorry, I am not a Muslim, salamu alaikum, ya Abu Sarmat, go. No problem. Nobody will kill you, nothing, go. هذه بينك وبين الله. But if you say, no, I am Muslim, then behave like a Muslim. Behave like a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on his behalf and on behalf of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those who deal in riba. Harb min Allahi wa Rasuli. Rasulullah said, on the day of judgment, people who deal in riba. And remember, in Islam, the basic principle is, if something is haram, it is haram irrespective of quantity. It doesn't matter whether you are taking 1% interest or you are taking 100% interest. Doesn't matter. Just like pork is haram. Halal or haram? Lahm al-khinzir? Halal or haram? Haram. Supposing I say, yeah, Abu Sarmat, just one slice, one. This bacon looks nice. Only one slice, not the whole pig. Only one slice. I will eat only one slice in my whole life, only one time. So please, permit, give me a fatwa. Jais. Is it jais? No. No. What is haram is haram. Zina, haram or halal? Halal or haram? He said, no, only one day. Please, I mean, let us use our aina mukh. So how come we say, no, but you see, this interest is only small, that is big, those days big. There is no question of small and big. Interest is interest. Haram is haram. So ask yourself, very simple question. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of judgment, people who deal with interest, when they are produced before Allah, the malaika will give them sword. They will give the saif in the hand. Here, take the sword, go fight with your Rabb. You accepted the declaration of war, now go fight him. Yeah. On the day of judgment, we want the maghfirah min Allah ta'ala. We want rahmah min Allah ta'ala. We want the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to do war with Allah and Rasul. Please understand one thing very clearly. If somebody talks to you, tell them this. In Islam, money is not a commodity for business. Please understand this. People say, no, if I give money and I don't take any interest, then how will I make? How will I make profit? How will I earn? The purpose of lending in Islam is only one, which is to help the brother. It is not for profit. There is no concept of money as a commodity for business in Islam. If you want to do business, then you take equity in the business, share in the business. So business profits, alhamdulillah. Business sinks, alhamdulillah. I also sink with the business. It is not a question of saying, I gave you the money, I want my money. You live or die, not my problem. I need my money here. No. No. This is not Islam. So please understand this first thing. First and foremost, in Islam, money is not a commodity for business. There is no business with money as the material, right? You can have business in cloth, in clothes, if you have business in cars, business in, but no business in money. Banks are business in money. There is no business in money in Islam. Lending, I need money, I am in difficulty. I ask my brother here, he says, yeah, take it. I need $1,000, I take $1,000. Okay. How much should I return to him? Same thing, what I took back, $1,000. Now you can do a calculation. His $1,000 was sitting with me for 1 year in the open market. This $1,000 would have become $1,100 because he would have got 10% interest. With me, he's getting back only $1,000. So he lost 10%. No, that is not the calculation for a Muslim. Lending is only to help. If you want to lend, lend. If you don't want to lend, don't lend. That is why, see the ayat of the Quran. It's very, very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give it, take back only what you gave, and if you forgive it, this looks like, doesn't look like business to you. If you forgive it, it is better for you. Wallah. So I must give my money to you and forgive it. Yes. Allah says, yes. Ya Rab. This is business? Yes, it is business. It is business, bainaka wa bain Allah. Allah said, I will give you the reward. Hey? You gave money to your brother, he is in difficulty, don't trouble him. Let him return when he wants to return. Now you might say, you know, people are not like this, people are dishonest. They will lie. They will borrow money. And then they will not return, they have the money, then they will go for Umrah. Instead of returning the money, that they want a fatwa. Is it permissible to go for Umrah when I owe somebody some money? Leave that man and that man's amal with him and Allah. But please understand this. Any form of interest, whether it is a loan, whether it is mortgage, whether it is money, you buy a car on whatever deal there is, and so on. If you are paying interest, whatever you name you call it, it is interest. I used to live in Guyana. I lived in Guyana for 5 years. On the back of the Burbis River, in the middle of the Amazonian rainforest. And there were Amerindian people there, right? So the local country people, Amerindian people. And there was a joke. One of them told me, he said one, it's not a true story, it's like a joke. He said one day one priest came, and he said to this Amerindian guy that the Amerindians, they live in the forest, they're hunting, gathering, they hunt, and they keep the meat and they sell the meat in the town, or and they get honeycombs and balata, which is rubber, a tap and all this. So he said this man was there, this Amerindian man, this priest came and he said, become Christian. He said, okay, no problem. So he said, what shall I do? He said, what is your name? He told him some Amerindian name. So the man said, no, your name is George. So he made the sign of the cross. He made the sign of his cross and he said, your name is George. He said, okay. He said, what shall I do? He said, you must go to church on Sundays. He said, well, if I go to town, there's no church in the forest. He said, okay. And he said, on Fridays, you should not eat meat. So he said, on Friday, you should not eat meat. He said, okay. What shall I do? He said, eat fish. Fish is okay. Okay, fish, no problem, no meat. So now Friday comes. This man is going now, he's got his boy in a row, but he takes a fishing pole and he's going sitting near the river, he's trying to fish. The whole day, no fish. So the man now in the evening, he's angry, he's very angry. He's got no food and there's no fish. So what to do now, getting dark, he has to go home, he takes his fishing pole. As he turns around, there's a deer standing there. So this is a hunter, right? It's like instinctive for him. The deer, he takes the arrow, pshum, gone. Deer is dead. Now he remembers today is Friday. The priest said, I can't eat meat. He said, I got idea. So he goes to the deer, he makes sign of the cross, he said, your name fish. We want to do this game with riba. I didn't tell you just a joke. This is what we do with riba. You give it some other name. It is riba. You call it fish, it is still meat. You call it carry. You say what you want. Allah knows.
Allah knows, and Allah knows your niya, and Allah knows why you are doing this. My brothers and sisters, please understand this. One day we go into our grave, whether you like it or not, one day we go into our grave, and that day we will be alone. Nobody. Don't spoil that for the sake of some temporary benefit in this dunya, which looks like a benefit. You are living in a house, or my house. No, it's a bank's house. It's not your house. Miss one payment and see what happens to the house. Now you drive this fancy car, oh, my car. No, not your car, bank's car. Live within your means. If you cannot afford something in one place, move to a cheaper place. Who told you must buy a new car? Buy a second-hand car, alhamdulillah. Rent a house, live your whole life in a rented house, no problem. But if you buy a house on mortgage, on interest, believe me, you are playing with the fire of Jahannam, not just fire, normal fire. An-nar. If you are living in a, say I'm living in New York. You say, you know what to do, Chef? In New York, the rents are so high. So who told you to live in New York? Eh? Is it? Are you saying that I can only make tawaf of the Kaaba, so I have to go to the Kaaba? This is not Kaaba, no? Don't live in New York. Go to a cheaper place. No, the whole of America is like this. Go to some other country. Go back to your own country. One day we die. Please understand this. Make no mistake. One day we die. And then what starts will never end. This will end. Good or bad, this will end. That will never end. Don't spoil something which is permanent for the sake of something which is temporary. So I advise myself and you, let us keep our priorities right. If I am Muslim, I obey Allah. I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No compromises, no excuses, no games, because Allah knows. وَأَسِرُّ قَوْلَكُمْ وَأَبِجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Whether you say something openly or hidden, it, Allah knows what's in the heart. No play, no games, no running around. And please understand this also. Why I want to end with this. It doesn't matter who gives you what fatwa, because there are people around who will give you, no, in this place it is okay, that place it is okay. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, what I said to you is the Quran al-Kareem. I did not give my fatwa. I recited for you the ayat of the Quran. There is no fatwa in the world which supersedes the ayat of the Quran. If some alim is saying that he has better understanding than Allah, then you know you should follow this alim or not. I am giving you the ayat of the Quran, and I am giving you the words of Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah is the witness for you and for me. I want to say one final thing. Please understand, if you follow this deen, then you will have a lot of barakah in your life. Remember, you will not have illness, you will not have accidents, you will not have problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in your lives. Please understand, this part of the game, part of the story. You follow the deen, you keep your income clean, you keep your food clean, Allah puts barakah in your lives. Otherwise, like my sheikh used to say, you want to save money here, Allah will make you spend the money in the hospital. Don't do that. Right? That barakah is very, very important. Safety is very important. We want the help of Allah. We don't want to buy the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ